Brazilian businesses need a healthy global economy to sustain the boom they've been enjoying in recent years. That boom has lifted millions of Brazilians into the middle class, but it's also deepened the resentment of millions of Brazilians, the ones who've yet to benefit from the country's economic growth. Brazil's business capital is Sao Paulo, and some of the city's poorest there are making themselves visible. They're doing it by tagging the city's high-rise buildings with graffiti. New York Times Brazil Bureau Chief Simone Romero has been writing about this trend. Simone, how much graffiti can you see walking a block or two in downtown Sao Paulo?
Well, Lisa, it's actually just overwhelming to go to downtown Sao Paulo because it's already a sprawling megacity with nearly 20 million people. It's huge. It's immense. There are high rises and skyscrapers in almost every direction. And in the city's old center, you find this type of graffiti, which is called pichação, just literally enveloping some of these skyscrapers and public buildings and public monuments. And it's a shock to behold at first because it resembles the ancient runic writing from Scandinavia, these sort of elongated black letters which are applied to these buildings with rollers or with spray paint. And what the practitioners of this form of expression do is they climb these buildings at night often. They climb the building facades without using any climbing gear and make their way to the top to leave their tags. And so you often see tags in every direction. I mean, there are some city blocks in downtown Sao Paulo where all of the buildings are covered with pichação.
With pichação or graffiti. So they're actually scaling some of these skyscrapers in the middle of the night. It sounds like it's extraordinarily risky.
It is. It's incredibly dangerous. And on occasion, some of these pichadores, as they're called, they fall to their death. They fall from, you know, buildings which are 20, 25 stories high. So it's incredibly risky, but they see that as sort of part of their thrill. And they compete with one another. You know, they form these gangs and these, you know, these broader affiliations of gangs. And they compete to see who can leave their tags on more buildings and the tallest buildings in the city. And it's sort of an endless sort of a game of cat and mouse between the authorities and the practitioners of this form of graffiti. And if you go to Sao Paulo, you'll clearly see who's winning because there are just so many tags enveloping different buildings in the city.
I want to ask you about the motivation, but the graffiti itself, is it anything that is identifiable in terms of a message? Is it simply kind of these splattered figures that you're talking about, these splattered letters?
Very little of this form of graffiti has any type of overt political message. Often it's just the name of a gang or the name of an individual tagger. And, you know, Sao Paulo, of course, is a huge, sprawling city, and it does have really incredible street art to speak of, you know, murals that are quite colorful. This specific form of graffiti, pichação, has nothing to do with that. These are just black letters, which are, you know, painted all over different kinds of buildings.
So it's kind of a gang ID or not?
It is. It can be a gang ID or it can be sort of a, you know, a simple expression like poetic terrorism in Portuguese.
You know, Simone, it sounds like it's more about ego and possibly territory or even thrill seeking than it is about social ills. Is there really a political message or inspiration here?
You know, perhaps there is, just thanks to the immensity of the tags they leave behind. And, you know, some of these practitioners of this type of graffiti, they see themselves as provocateurs in a sense. Most of the guys who do this graffiti, they live on the gritty periphery of Sao Paulo in favelas or slums or really, very difficult places to live. Something that you see, what's interesting right now is that this form of graffiti is actually spreading from Sao Paulo to other big Brazilian cities. Cities in southern Brazil like Porto Alegre and Curitiba, Belo Horizonte as well. So you sort of see this type of graffiti colonizing other cities in Brazil. You know, it's very interesting. You know, Brazil has advanced a lot. It's pulled millions of people out of dire poverty in recent years. But there's still a great deal of inequality that persists in Brazilian society, and especially in a city like Sao Paulo. And what these guys are doing, they say, is a reflection of that inequality.
Simone Romero of the New York Times speaking with us from Brazil about the cityscape of graffiti there. Simone, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.